Thanksgiving Day belongs to football, and Christmas Day is becoming a day for basketball. There are five, count them, five pro basketball games this Christmas. Here and Now sports analyst Mike Pesca is here to talk about this trend in the NBA. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Hi, Mike.
Hi. Oh, Linus Van Pelt, he would just be so sad to hear you say that Christmas has become synonymous with basketball. I'd give you a little lecture.
Exactly. It's all about that little tree. Well, yeah. How did basketball on Christmas become a thing?
You know, that's the schedule. Christmas is a winter event, but basketball is a winter sport. Goes back to the Knicks playing the Providence Steamrollers, and they've been doing it basically forever. And since basketball's pretty smart about marketing and taking advantage of what they have, they've been really emphasizing the Christmas games, using them as a showcase. And in fact, when there was a lockout a few years ago, the very first games were played on Christmas. So they know what they have in the Christmas games, and what they have is a very good marketing opportunity.
Does that mean that it's supposed to be an honor for NBA players and teams to have to work on Christmas since nobody else wants to?
Yeah, well, I mean, I also assume like the people who are working at the Target to sell the last minute gifts feel so honored. But yes, because they pick the marquee matchups, and if you're in a Christmas game, more people will be watching you. And if you're, say, a member of the San Antonio Spurs, which are always one of the best teams and almost never gets picked for a Christmas game, it just adds to the feeling of slightedness that you always experience.
Okay, so, and by the way, there's no trouble getting anybody in the stands, I take it.
No, because they're such great teams.
So the big matchup, the biggest of the big on Christmas Day Monday, is the Golden State Warriors against the Cleveland Cavaliers, two of the best teams in the NBA over the past 3 years. How's this year's matchup looking?
Yep, those are the two teams who faced each other in the finals 3 years in a row, and this will be the third year in a row. They're the marquee matchup on Christmas, and they're still probably the two best teams or the two most likely teams to reach the finals, and last year's game is widely agreed between those two to be the greatest Christmas game ever, Christmas Day game ever. Well, we could see something like that this year.
So they're an easy pick. But how about less established teams? Is the NBA using the data showcase up-and-coming ones?
They are, and that's why you have the Knicks and the 76ers, beyond the fact that they're just from big markets. Finally, these two teams that have been terrible for so long at least have winning records and are promising. The very last game of the slate includes the Timberwolves and the Lakers. The Lakers aren't very good, but they're showing more promise. The Timberwolves are an exciting team that the league wants to draw attention to.
How are TV ratings for the NBA on Christmas Day? Anything like football on Thanksgiving?
They're very good, and this year ratings for the NBA in general are up tremendously, 30%. And my theory is that they are a league that just understands how America consumes media now. They have embraced social media. They have embraced Twitter. They're not afraid of putting their product out there in a way that's accessible to fans. And there's so much less grumpiness associated with the NBA. Football's just a grumpy sport where everyone's upset with everyone else, and baseball's all about being slighted and breaking the rules and throwing a pitch at a guy who does something.
That's
to break
what
an
it's all about.
Yeah, basketball's mostly about joy. It's about expression. You can see the players. I really think it's just the sport that fits in with 2017 the best.
Okay. Thank you. Nice to talk to you. Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Thanks again, Mike.
You're welcome.